Jesus entered Jericho and began passing through it. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was chief of the tax collectors, and he was rich. He tried to see who Jesus was, but he was unable to because of the dense crowd, since he was short. So he ran ahead of them and climbed the sycamore fig tree so he could see him, because Jesus was going to pass by there. When Jesus arrived at that place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, because I must visit you in your home today." So he quickly came down and gladly welcomed Jesus. The people all saw this and began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be a guest at the home of an unobservant Jew." Then Zacchaeus stood up and said to our Lord Jesus, "Listen, my Lord, I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone in anything, I will give back to him four times as much." So Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this household, for this man too is a son of Abraham. For the one who became man came in order to seek out those who are perishing and save them." While people were listening to all this, Jesus told him a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they were assuming that the kingdom of God would appear right away. So he said, "A certain prince prepared to travel to a distant country to obtain a decree to become king and then return. So he called 10 of his servants, gave each one of them a quantity of money, and said to them, 'Do business with this until I return.' His populace, however, hated him. So they sent a delegation behind him, saying, 'We don't want this person to reign over us.' Yet in spite of this, he obtained the decree to become king, and he returned to his country. Then he issued an order summoning those servants whom he had given the money to find out what each of them had gained in his business activities. The first one came and said, 'Master, your money has gained 10 times as much.' So he said to him, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in a small matter, so be a ruler over 10 cities. The second came and said, 'Master, your money has gained 5 times as much.' So he said to him, 'And you be a ruler over 5 cities. Then the last one came and said, 'Master, here is your money. I kept it wrapped up in a handkerchief because I was afraid of you. You're a harsh man. You gather money that he didn't invest and gather harvest that he didn't sow.' He said to him, 'You wicked servant, from your own mouth I will judge you. You know that I'm a harsh man, and that I gather money that I didn't invest and gather harvest that I didn't sow. Then why didn't you deposit my money in the bank, so that at my return I could have received it back with a profit?' Then he said to those present, 'Take the sum of money from him, and give it to the one with 10 times as much.' They said to him, 'Master, he has 10. He replied, "I assure you that everyone who has some will be given more. As for anyone who does not have much, even the little that he has will be taken from him. As for those enemies of mine who didn't want me to reign over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." After Jesus said this, he proceeded on his way to the city of Jerusalem. When he came near Bethphage and Bethany, at the mountain known as the Mount of Olives, he sent off 2 of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you. When you enter it, you will find the tethered donkey colt, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say to him, 'The master needs it.'" So the 2 messengers went and found everything exactly as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The master needs it." They brought it to Jesus and laid coats over it. Then they helped Jesus get on it. As he went along, the people spread out their coats on the road. When he approached the road that descends from the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen, They were saying, "Blessed is the King coming in the name of God. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest places." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He replied, "I assure you, if they kept quiet, then the stones would cheer." When Jesus came near to Jerusalem and saw it, he wept over it and said, "If only you had known even today what it is that could bring you peace. But it's hidden from you. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will besiege you and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will tear you down to the ground with your people inside you. They will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not realize it when God came to your aid." Then Jesus went to a courtyard of the temple of God and began to drive out those who were selling things. He said to them, "The book of God says, 'My house will be a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a cave of thieves." Every day he was teaching in the courtyard of the temple. The chief priests, the scholars, and the prominent men of the people were trying to kill him, but they could find no way to do it because all the people were enthralled with listening to him.